Sherman, you look happy now. Your clothes look neat and clean. I never see you go gay about. Pray tell me where you've been. Your wife and family are well. You once did treat them strange. How kinder to them have you grown? How came this happy change? My wages were all spent in dreams. Oh, what a wretched view! It almost broke my Mary's heart and starved my children too. My Mary's cheeks grew thin and pale. I watched her sunken eyes. My children too, in sickness low, I heard their wailing cries. Oh, then I laughed that joyous laugh. My Mary's tears did stream, and like a beast I fell asleep and had this warning dream. I thought I staggered home one night. There seemed a solemn gloom. I missed my wife, where could she be? And strangers in the room. Poor thing, she said, I heard them say, she's led a wretched life. Though distress and grief have broke her heart, she'll be a drunkard's wife. I saw my children standing round. I scarcely drew my breath. I saw them kiss her lifeless form, however cold as death. Oh, Father, Father, wake her up. The people say she's dead. Go make her speak and smile once more. We'll no more cry for bread. Oh, she's not dead, I faintly cried, and soared to where she lay. I stooped and kissed her lifeless form, however cold as clay. Oh, Mary, Mary, speak to me, I'll no more give you pain. I'll never grieve your loving heart. I'll no more drink again. Oh, Mary, speak to them cold. And so I do, she said. And sure enough, my Mary's forms were kneeling by my bed. I pressed her to my aching heart, and both our tears did stream. And ever since the heavens blessed for sending me that dream. And ever since the heavens blessed for sending me that dream.